Greetings, and welcome to Unveiling a Titan, Part 2, where we're going to take a deep look inside the eye of Montgo. Now, if you saw the last video, then you'll be familiar with the mountain already. We went around the whole mountain looking at different parts of the morphology of the mountain, exploring the various coincidences and all the different ways in which it actually looks a lot like an elephant. And as promised, today we're going to take a deep look inside the eye of Montgo. So when I first got on this subject, I already had some ideas in my mind about different rocks that I'd seen that I thought were pretty curious. But the first thing that popped into my mind was the cave itself. And so I figured, well, I will take a look inside with new eyes, because I'd already been in the cave on a few different occasions, and I always thought it was pretty fascinating just being there and looking around. But when I started to think about it from an anatomical perspective, I became even more curious, and I started to compare what I was seeing on the outside with anatomy of elephants and skeletons. And what I found was truly astonishing. Now, the first and most obvious thing when we look at the mountain from a distance is that the eye is perfectly placed in relationship to the shape of the head. Having said that, there are also very large variations in head shapes between the different species of the elephants. If we just take a look at a video here going back through the history of what we know about the different elephants, you can see that the heads change dramatically in shape, and Montgo may be something in between these two shapes, for example. If we look at a couple of skulls side by side, we can really get a sense of how different they are depending on the species. Here you can see that the sutures are all very clearly defined, whereas here they're basically sealed up, and you can get the hint of one here, but you're not really seeing the sutures. But this is going to be very helpful for us as we look closer at the eye. So let's do that now. All right, so if we look at these side by side, already there's some similarities that start to emerge. You can see that there's the shape of an eyebrow here, or an eyebrow ridge. I don't know if elephants have eyebrows. And here you can see a crack coming down, and that may be this shape right here, perhaps. And even here, there's the hint of a crack coming up. And if we look at that, that may be there. I ended the last video talking about the infraorbital foramen, which you see here. And let's look at some pictures of that more closely. So again, infraorbital foramen and infraorbital foramen. Looking from just outside the entrance to the cave and looking straight through from one side to the other. I'll be uploading all these pictures so people can take a closer look. So someone with more expertise in geology or Titanology can take a look at these and maybe discover more. And this is the very end of it. And this may be fossilized venous blood flow. This would be more iron-rich blood. And here we'll get an interesting look. This is the nasal pathway. Would have been very interesting to explore the caves if they were still there, but that's all collapsed and crushed down. And here we get an excellent view for what we're going to be looking at today. So this is the supraorbital fissure, which is where the optic nerve goes. There's a crack in the cave, which you'll see in a second. It's right there. You can see here the line that I was showing on the other skull. this is the temporalis fossa, and then these are the lower fissures, which also permit the blood vessels and the nerves to pass. Okay, so this is human, obviously, but you can see the different colors that help to delineate where the sutures go. And this particular suture here is very important. This fissure is important, as is the suture across here, and then these down below. Can see again this crack here. And then if we look from inside the cave, on this side, you've got the overlapping of these two bits of rock. So question is that crack that we're seeing, because we're inside the eye, that would be the eyeball, and then there's a crack right there. And it's even got a similar shape if we look here. Okay, so if you see this crack coming along, it kind of does a little jog up and then back down, and this crack here does something similar, and it's in the exact same location in relationship to this eyeball. And if this is an eyeball, it's right where it should be. So this is what I believe to be the superior orbital fissure where the optic nerve goes. Can see in the elephant's skull here, and then this is coming up in exactly the same location. This is a human eye, but this will give a good idea of what we're looking at as far as the structure. So you have the openings for the blood vessels, for the nerves, and the attachments of the muscles. And then you can see there's a drop off here as it goes down, and then an opening here. And these exist inside of the cave. Let me show you more of the internal structure of the cave and how that corresponds to anatomy. Obviously, this isn't an elephant's head, but it's the best tool that I've found to show you what I want to show you. You can remove the different parts of the anatomy that you want to get rid of. And so we'll just look right at the bones right now. The human head has 29 bones. I'm guessing that the elephant head has the same amount or similar. I haven't been able to find the exact number. And there are no tools like this for examining the elephant head, but the general structure is the same. If we look at this picture here, you see the different colors and you see the sutures. There are seven different bones that make up the eye socket, and I imagine it's similar for the elephant. So you can click on the different bones and it'll show you exactly where they're connecting in the sutures. And more interestingly, you can look at it in 3D. And you can see the supraorbital fissure. This is where the optic nerve would come. There's a other little crack down there, which corresponds to what we find in the cave. And then this is very interesting here, this whole section here, which is just dropping downward, and that's what we see in this picture here. So that is the anatomy of the human eye socket, which is very similar to the elephant eye socket. Now, if we look at Montgot, right over here, where you would expect to see this drop off, there's a drop-off right there. Now, Google Earth is fantastic for showing you amazing views, but when we get into the cave, there's a lot of artifacts. So this section here has not been filled in. This is all just kind of a blob. But what we're looking at here in this picture is this section right back behind in here. So I'm standing on one side and we're seeing these caves that are dropping down at about a 40 degree angle. And here I'm looking back to where I took the first picture from. This is looking at the right hand side of the cave as you're looking from the inside out. See these big boulders which have fallen down, but some are anchored below. On the left side, and the suture that I showed before. Back there are small caves you can get into, and they connect with larger caves. And that's looking down into one of the entrances that go deeper into the cave. And this, I believe, is the infraorbital fissure. Dropping down at that 40-45 degree angle. And there's an entrance to a smaller cave there. And here's looking up inside the infraorbital fissure. Now the interesting thing about this here is when you are there and you look at the two sides of the fissure, you can't tell really in this video, but these sides are different. They don't, it's not like a crack that formed and separated these two rocks. They formed separately. You don't see continuations from one side to the other of the same structures, like if you were to split wood or something. So, are you wide-eyed yet? So just a reminder that what we're looking at is essentially this section all through here, and this bone here would have broken off and is not present. So if we look again, all of those caves going down at an angle, they're basically following this line around, and then we have a big crack right there where you would expect it to be. And just to compare the structures again, this one and that one. I just want to add a little section here just to show another part of the entrance into the deeper portion of the cave in the eye. You can see this looks almost like something that grew. Doesn't look like a product of erosion to me. And if we compare it to a cross section of an artery, vein, and nerve, we see that there's different tissues here and all these different layers, and to me it looks a lot like what I'm seeing here. This might be this stuff. I'll leave that to somebody with more expertise to judge. I just want to finish off with one last little topic. I was speaking to a friend about all the different coincidences that I'd found inside the cave. And he really surprised me when he said that he had been in the cave exploring with another friend and that they found a channel going downward. And then after crawling through on their stomachs through a very small hole, they entered into a larger cavern. And this was the first thing I thought of as he was telling me, because I'd already been examining the anatomy. So we went back and grabbed some lights and something for our mouths, because it's extremely dusty, and we went down this little hole and further down the hole and had to literally shimmy through on our stomachs. And yeah, these are just the remaining pictures, so let me show you the footage. So we are down the canal of what I'm thinking may be the blood vessels or the optic nerve, perhaps, came in through a little hole right there. And there's a big cavern heading down towards what would be the, I don't know, moving into the deeper into the skull, perhaps down towards the jaw. And it is so dusty. Definitely want to bring something for your mouth. Thankfully we did. Almost lost it. Oh my gosh. This is huge.
I know, it's like your living
room. Yeah, just like my living room.
A lot more light helps.
Yeah. Next time we'll come with one of those military-grade flashlights. Does it? Wow, what a cave. Broken stalactite. And then something up there, something down there, nothing, just ends. So that was a deep look into the Eye of Montgo. Hope you enjoyed the journey. Found the coincidences to be more than just coincidences. On the next video, I'll be looking very closely at what I believe was once the ear of Montgo. And if the study of the eye didn't give you goosebumps, then I promise that the study of the ear will. So what do you think? Am I suffering from the most advanced case of pareidolia that the world has ever seen? It's a long list of things that are conspiring to make me look like a fool, if that's the case. Either that or what we're seeing is what it actually appears to be, which may be a giant titan elephant. I'll leave that up for you to decide. Until next time, when we have part three of Unveiling a Titan, a deep look into the ear of Montgo.